Workbook, Unit 9, Healthcare, Listening. 2. Listen to Part 1 of the tape and choose the best answers.
Part 1. In 2004, the World Health Organization, WHO, warned of a possible outbreak of another serious disease, which may be even more deadly than SARS. The WHO believes that it is likely that bird flu will spread to human beings in the next few years. If it does, up to 7 million people could die from the disease. Diseases like bird flu are caused by viruses, that is, tiny things which change and become more dangerous over time. When a new type of a common virus changes, it may be able to get past the body's immune system. If that happens, humans are in great danger until a cure or treatment becomes available. There have always been viruses, and people always get sick, of course, but as we saw with SARS, the situation is more difficult today. People travel more than ever before, which means that the diseases can spread quickly and across large areas, in fact, the whole world. Scientists are already working on drugs that will prevent or limit the effect of a new virus, but the process takes time. It is just as important to make sure that countries, especially poor countries, are prepared to deal with the disease. New diseases usually affect poor areas the most, so we must help develop healthcare in all countries. One reason for the WHO warning is that big new diseases tend to happen regularly, usually every 20 to 30 years. In the 20th century, there were three large outbreaks: the Spanish flu in 1918 to 1919, which killed between 20 and 40 million people, the Asian flu of 1957, killing 1 million people, and the 1968 Hong Kong flu, which killed about 750,000 people. It has been 36 years since the Hong Kong flu, so scientists and doctors think that the next deadly challenge is just around the corner.
Three. Listen to Part 2 of the tape and complete the tasks below.
Part 2. There are three kinds of viruses that cause flu: A, B, and C. Type A is the virus that causes bird flu. As the name suggests, the virus is usually found in birds. It can also infect humans, pigs, horses, and other animals. There are several different kinds of the type A virus. Type B viruses are usually found only in human beings. They have been responsible for some flu outbreaks, but they are not considered as dangerous as type A viruses. Type C viruses are not considered very serious. They are found in humans, but do not cause serious illnesses. The most dangerous thing about the flu viruses is that they change. When humans are infected with a virus, the body develops a defense for it. If viruses didn't change, we would not have the worry about the viruses we know. Unfortunately, every new generation of virus is slightly different from the older ones. That means that our body doesn't recognize the virus and can't protect itself from it. This kind of change is not very fast, and doctors and scientists can change the medicines we use to help prevent the virus from causing serious illness. The other kind of change, however, happens very quickly and is more serious. If a virus changes in this way and becomes a new type of virus, the body is defenseless. The virus can spread easily from one person to another and reach far across the world. Fortunately, this kind of change doesn't happen very often. The WHO now believes that a new dangerous virus will appear soon, and that we must prepare the best we can. We must improve healthcare in all countries and cooperate with each other so that we can discover and prevent new viruses.